Get a jump start on 2024 in a new Kia from Robert Brogdon's Olathe Kia. Shop their large selection, including the new Sorento, Niro, and Soul models. You'll score big with low prices, trade assist cash, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit OlatheKia.com.
Good morning on this great Sunday morning here in Kansas City. This is Frank Bohl, and this is CBDNU, presented by CBD American Shum. I'm going to talk about a lot of great subjects today with, of course, owner and founder Vince Sanders. We also got Dr. Jesse Lopez is going to join us in a little while. He's going to talk a little bit about a big meeting he had at the quarterly meeting of the Kansas Academy of Pharmacists. And also on today's show, Dermoni Dawson, a former Pittsburgh Steelers All-Pro and Hall of Famer, is going to join us and tell us exactly how CBD American Shaman and their products have really helped him. You talk about a guy who's had to get up off the couch just to walk his dog and couldn't even do that because his ankles and his feet hurt so much until he started using CBD American Shaman topical cream. We'll talk to Dermoni Dawson about that as well. Don't forget, CBD American Shaman, it is the only place that you should go to get your cannabidiol products because state-of-the-art nanotechnology to increase the absorption and delivery time of the CBD to your bloodstream. The nanotechnology ensures that the products are incredibly efficient and cost-effective. And this is probably the most important thing of all. Independently third-party tested, folks. You know what you're getting when you buy CBD American Shaman products. That's why we always tell you, do not buy this over the counter at some convenience store, at some gas station somewhere where you have no idea what is inside that product. And the hemp is grown and processed in the USA. And with that in mind, that's what we're going to talk about a little bit, about hemp. We're going to talk to Vince Sanders about that. And Vince, welcome to the show once again.
Thank you, Frank.
And
good to be here.
I guess you had a really big development as far as the hemp is concerned. Talk to us a little bit about that.
So there's a lot of cool stuff going on. You know, we just got our hemp authority certificate, which is enormous, and the lack of the FDA coming in and establishing guidelines. And outside body decided, hey, there needs to be guidance so that people have an idea of how they should be operating, right? So this company ended up establishing guidelines that are very much like the FDA would, probably identical to what they would establish. And we passed with flying colors. We are Hemp Authority certified. It is a yearly evaluation. It's an enormous amount of processing and testing and record keeping and batches, and be way too much to go into, but getting getting that certificate and acing, you know, the inspection is something we're pretty proud of.
And here's the biggest part of that too. It is not a one and done situation. This will be done on a yearly basis.
Absolutely.
To make sure that the quality control is maintained throughout the process, correct?
That is correct. And when you sign up to actually continually have that Hemp Authority label like we have, they can come in at any time. So throughout the year, they could come in. So they could do surprise visits, and you have to allow them into your facility. There is no hiding anything. So if they, 3 months from now, decide, hey, let's go back and visit American Shaman and see what's going on, we better have our affairs in order.
On a daily basis, because you just never know when it's going to happen.
Exactly.
And how much do then, I guess they take it all into consideration, not just a hemp plant, but you have grow areas in Montana, mm-hmm. in Kansas, and in the state of Kentucky.
That's correct.
And so do they have to go in, they test the soil, and then they test the plant? What else do they do?
Absolutely.
What is involved in this process?
So yeah, a lot of this is in the industrial world or in the nutrient world would be good manufacturing practices. So it's how are you testing your product? How is it being manufactured? Does everybody in the manufacturing process have an SOP, a standard operating procedure, so that anything that happens, it's there? Is absolutely everything logged? Is every formula, is every batch there? Are we keeping 5-year retains? I mean, these are the things they come in and inspect for. Is everybody in the facility properly, you know, in sterile gear?
Yes,
wearing gloves,
exactly,
and hair nets and beer nets? And, you know, are your feet sterilized before you come in? Or people, visitors that come in, are they properly screened? Do they have to sign in a book? Do they have to wear a visitor badge? You know, are they constantly have the presence of somebody that works there so we could slip something in? Do we have the proper tracking in place so if there was a recall of one of the many ingredients that go into our products, that we would know, okay, these batches were made with this, and these are the places or stores or people that have received it, so that we could do a full product recall, a global product recall. A lot of it is an enormous amount of record keeping, and just every single thing that you do is recorded. The floors have to be sterilized X number of times a day, and it doesn't mean that, oh, yeah, we did it. Somebody has to sign it, date it, that they did it.
Right, and that's all about quality control, and that's all about what CBD American Shaman is all about. Because, folks, like I told you before, you have no idea if you buy something that is not a CBD American Shaman product, what exactly is in it. How much THC is really in that? Or how much isn't in it is probably the most important part. And so you have to be well aware of that. It has to be quality controlled, and that's everything that CBD American Shaman does. We touched on this a little bit last week, but talk to us about once you harvest the plant, what has to be done with that plant?
So the plant has to be properly dried so that no molds or funguses or bacteria will set up in it. It has to be properly stored. And then from there, it has to be extracted all in a certain step-by-step process.
Right.
And we have to continually test along the way. When you're dealing with literally hundreds of thousands of pounds of biomass, it requires a lot of testing to ensure nothing is getting bias. And that's why the time a product leaves, it's probably been tested a dozen times. Obviously we test the soil to begin with. We test the plant through growth stages because hemp is a bioaccumulator.
Right.
So anything that soil could pull up. And then we're testing it once it's harvested, and then we're testing it as it's dried, and then we're testing it after it's dried, and then we're testing the extract itself once we've processed it, and then we test each batch as we make it into products. I mean, test. That's all, seems like all we're ever doing.
You know what? That's the important part of it, though. Even though it is tedious work and it is something you have to do with at each and every step, that is what makes CBD American Shaman and separates them from everybody else in the industry.
That is correct.
Yeah. And so that was the overview from about 30,000 feet.
Yep.
Specifically, you talk now, can you talk to us a little bit about extracting extracting certain areas of this hemp plant, certain parts of this hemp plant,
absolutely,
into specific areas that help specific things that are hurting people?
Yes. So what we've been working on diligently for over a year, and are now finally some of this is coming to fruition, is that we're able to identify specific cannabinoids and extract just those, so that we'll be able to do custom cannabinoid blends for different things. We literally have many kilos of CBG, cannabigerol, which is known as kind of the mother cannabinoid. The plant makes CBG, and every other cannabinoid that's made comes from CBG. It is the precursor. So we are specifically processing CBG now. We are processing CBC, cannabichromene, that has a tremendous amount of value, CBN. These are just a handful of the individual cannabinoids so that we can do custom blending to increase that entourage effect for specific things.
Okay, so CBD then helps certain areas of a person's anatomy, help them with pain, headaches, anything we're really talking about here.
Yeah,
rub it on your knees. If your knees are hurting, or on your ankles, or on your hands, then how does CBG then go? And
so,
what does that specifically
So your hit? Endocannabinoid system, which is throughout your body, is what regulates many things, or basically homeostasis or balance within your body. It's so many to list, but the most common are that people express, are things like inflammation and neurological or stress, anxiety, those type of things. So when your endocannabinoid system is in balance, these things are working properly or not there. But different cannabinoids do different things. They attach to different receptors in different ways and cause different outcomes. So when we can custom blend certain things, we may find out that the cannabinoids to put you back in homeostasis are different than the ones that I need, or a different blend. So that's what this is going to give us ability to do, is custom dial in for each individual the specific cannabinoid blend that works best for them. I mean, this is amazing high science. I mean, we have multiple PhD researchers doing this. The equipment necessary, the only places you can find it literally are a handful of state universities and some big pharma study groups. So we're real proud of what we've accomplished, and we are definitely the only cannabinoid, quote, CBD company out there that's done this. So we're going to have some really cool products in the next 30 to 60 days.
Okay, so to bring it down to my level for all practical purposes, I might have some little bit of arthritis in my fingers, okay? Yep. So I rub it on, and I use the CBD, and it works fine. Somebody else might have arthritic fingers, and they might rub on the CBD, and it might not quite work as good. Well. So now you basically are going to be able to customize the topical cream. This is just one specific thing and one specific product into that person versus me.
That's right. Exactly. So if somebody comes in and says, hey, this is it, we say, hey, you know what? Try this. See what this one does better. And you literally get the opportunity to find out, oh, yeah, that's me, right? That's my spot right there.
Sure.
And that's the really cool thing. And like anything, everything we do, we learn anecdotally because we have tens of thousands of people using the product. So we're very fortunate that we get a lot of feedback. So we'll learn pretty rapidly, hey, what's the right combination of these things for the majority of people? And then these other unique select groups, what's the best balance for them?
Sure. And some people will come in and they'll buy products at CBD American Shaman. They'll take them home. They'll come back with the empty bottle and say, you know what? This really didn't work for me.
Yep.
And of course, there is a money back guarantee,
Absolutely.
Folks. So you're really not, there's no risk here except to get rid of that pain. And that's exactly what you're looking at. But then you could go from there, give that bottle back, then you would go to them, look, I know that didn't work. I know you're a little bit skeptical now. How about if you try this? You'll be able to do that then, won't you? Try this.
Absolutely.
Like CBG instead of the CBD,
correct.
Right?
Absolutely.
Right. And so then they would use that, and then they would just go from there, right?
Correct. Yeah, and then they'd find out, oh my gosh, that works amazing for me. Right.
And then how would you go back to them and try to figure out, well, why was he different than Frank?
You know, there's so much science needed here. And unfortunately, you know, the government hasn't allowed any since 1937. So there's an enormous deficit. So we always look to Israel and Europe for what studies there are out there. The handful that are in the U.S., unfortunately, the handful in the U.S. were predominantly THC-based. And they're usually on, hey, did they cause brain damage or what have you, because they were trying to, prove the effort to make THC illegal was a worthwhile one. So there's very little science there for us to work from. So we're always digging and always reading. Even the slightest tinge of, hey, in laboratory animals, it was seen that CBG might do this.
Mm-hmm.
So then we know when a human has something similar to that, hey, this might
work.
It just might work.
Sure.
Try it out. Give it to these select group of people and get the feedback. And then we start dialing things in.
Let's talk a little bit about before we leave this segment and go to Dr. Jesse Lopez and then on to Damani Dawson. Let's talk about where CBD American Shaman is nationally. With I know you have a lot of stores out there. You have over 40 right here in the metro. So folks,
that's true.
If you're hearing our voices here today, myself and Vince Evans, who is the owner and founder and the head poobah at CBD American Shaman, if you're listening to us today, there is a CBD American Shaman shop near you. Do not settle for any one less than CBD American Shaman, one of the top two CBD companies in the entire world, not just in the United States, but in the entire world. So you can't get any better product, and it's third-party tested, and that's very important for you to know, so you know you're getting exactly what you think you're getting when you buy one of their products. Talk to us a little bit, anything going on nationally and anything more going on locally?
There's so much always going on in this space, from lobbying efforts and things. One thing we're pretty excited about, doesn't mean a whole lot to the consumer, is that the Safe Banking Act, which will help us with credit cards and banking services, just went through the House yesterday easily, and it's expected to go through the Senate. So that's a good thing for the industry. And, you know, we're just always marching along, fighting battles to be a normal business.
Right.
I mean,
exactly,
these are the battles that.
And it's harder than people think.
It is. to do this at scale and to be a large business and with the other obstacles we have to overcome, there's things that a normal business person wouldn't dream that we have to do, right, to do what we do.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Hey, it's always good seeing you, Vince.
Thanks, Frank.
Continued good luck. We'll talk to you again next week. And coming up next on CBD and You, presented by CBD American Shaman, we're going to talk to Dr. Jesse Lopez. He can talk to us about his big meeting he had with the Kansas Academy of Pharmacists. And he's going to talk to us about CBD in high-risk groups, which is very interesting in his practice, even children. And so we're going to talk about that next, coming up on CBD and You, presented by CBD American Shaman. Okay, welcome back to CBD and You, presented by CBD American Shaman. And as promised, I've got with me right now Dr. Jesse Lopez from American Shaman and CBD Clinics. How are you, doctor?
Doing great. Great to be here. Thank
Good.
You.
Yeah, I know last week we were talking a little bit. You had to leave right after our session with Vince, and you were headed to Wichita right after the Chiefs game and their big win over the Baltimore Ravens last weekend. Talk to us a little bit about this. This was really a big deal because it was a quarterly meeting of the Wichita Academy of Pharmacists. They all have questions. You have answers. Talk to me a little bit about how the meeting went.
Well, it was a great meeting. I was really honored to be part of it, and it's something we're starting to see where different physician groups, pharmacist groups are contacting us to come and talk to them about CBD because so little is known in the medical realm because it's really not been utilized a lot. And we're the experts, so they're asking us to come out and talk to them.
Yeah, and it's they want to know about this because CBD is just exploding everywhere, isn't it?
It is, and we were able and honored to present to them information that we had presented to the FDA back in May of this year because the FDA was requesting information to help them make appropriate legislation regarding CBD, and so we were able to share some of the important findings that we shared in Washington, D.C.
So what were some of those findings that you shared with the FDA that you then turned around and now shared with the Wichita Academy of Pharmacists?
Well, one of the biggest questions is dosage. What is the amount of CBD that's safe to give to an individual or the maximum amount that an individual can take in a day? So I was able to share that with them along with several studies that have shown this very data, and they were really pleased to be able to get that data.
Okay, and so as far as dosages are concerned, explain to the public how you handle this and how you do this.
Well, when we presented our information to the FDA and to the pharmacist, what we recommended was a limit of approximately 60 milligrams a day of CBD. We did make a distinction between the types of CBD because there are different vehicles in terms of how CBD is carried. For instance, it can be carried in a water-soluble type of base or in an oil base. And a lot of times the pharmacists are getting questions from their clients, but they really don't know about the CBD, what's in the CBD. So I helped them understand about different companies such as ours that are part of the Hemp Roundtable that have basically what it says on the label that's in the bottle.
Okay, so, and this becomes water versus lipid or oil at that point. If you're taking lipids and you want to switch to the water soluble and there's a certain dosage you do use in lipids and there's a certain dosage in water, then how do you tell them to make that transfer?
Well, this was a critical point for the pharmacist because an individual who may be utilizing a oil-based product, let's say 300 milligrams a day, and then decide that they want to switch to a water-soluble product such as American Shaman, it's not wise to go from 300 milligrams of the oil to 300 milligrams of the water-soluble because you would be getting too much because the water-soluble is absorbed so much better.
Right.
So I instructed the pharmacist to take the patient down to a lower amount, 30 to 60 milligrams a day with a water-soluble, and they would still get the benefit and have less interaction with other medications that the person might be on. So they found that really helpful information.
And the pharmacist really, then you almost have to go back to the doctor that some of these people are coming from into the pharmacy asking, my doctor wants me to take this or take that. Then it has to almost go back to the doctor, what he recommends for them to do.
Yes,
correct?
Because the physician would help them manage any potential drug-to-drug interactions by adjusting dosages of their medications or dosages of the CBD. So they found that information really helpful. And we were talking to pharmacists from big corporate pharmacies all the way to small privately owned pharmacies. And they're all seeing clients come in and asking questions about it. When I asked who in the room has had clients or patients come in and ask about CBD, almost the whole room raised their hand.
Yeah, absolutely, because it is getting so well known now. And as we always talk about, and I'm talking to Dr. Jesse Lopez, American Shaman Clinics and CBD, 7201 West 110th Street, right behind the Applebee's there at 110th and Metcalf. If you want to go in and see the doc, you want to see his clinic, we're going to talk about that as well in coming shows. But, you know, these... It has exploded, the information about it, or just the idea, I hear about this stuff called CBD. What is this stuff? And I guess both doctors and pharmacists are being asked these questions.
They are, and they're asking because the client or the patient is driving the conversation. It really hasn't been the physician or the pharmacist, but it's been the client. And they're coming in and saying, we want to use this. We're going to use this. So help us use it appropriately.
Right. Okay, let's talk about that. Let's talk about safety. CBD safety maybe in food products where you may be using a water soluble or you may be using a topical cream, but then you might want to try a gummy or a brownie or something else that is CBD infused. At CBD, American Shaman, over 40 retailers here in the Kansas City area alone, 350 nationwide. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, when we set the limit of what we recommended in terms of a daily amount of CBD, we set it at 60 milligrams for a reason. And that was if an individual took a water-soluble product of 10 milligrams twice a day, that would be 20 milligrams total if they took a full dropperful. And then they had a brownie that had 10 milligrams of CBD, mm-hmm. 12 ounces of the KC Roastery coffee with CBD, they would only be up to 40 milligrams. And then if an individual actually went above 60, there was still really a safety range of up to as high as 150 milligrams where they would be okay and not have any adverse effect or benefit.
Right.
Or any adverse effect or problem. And that way they could still get the benefit from the CBD.
And it's almost like anything else. You know what you're putting in your body.
Correct.
You know, for all practical purposes. And it's so important when it comes to something like CBD or a medicine of some kind. Know exactly what you're putting in your body and how to do it safely.
Any over-the-counter supplement has its limitations in terms of taking too much can cause you problems. You can see those problems with things like Tylenol. There's a warning on there, don't take more than 4,000 milligrams a day.
Right.
There's a reason, because if you do, it's going to adversely affect your liver. We know from studies and research that 3,500 milligrams of CBD per day can lead to potential issues with the liver. So right. We don't ever recommend anybody take that much per day, nor do you ever have to get the benefit from it. That typically is just for experimental and study purposes to find the endpoint. So whether it's CBD, whether it's vitamin D, whether it's vitamin C, whatever, please don't go above the recommended amount. Take what's recommended and you'll be fine.
Yeah, right. It's too much of a good thing.
Exactly. Too much of a good thing is not good.
Exactly. You know, it's like too much of anything is not a good thing. And let's talk about CBD in high-risk groups. I know that is a concern as well and was a concern for the pharmacists as well, wasn't it?
It was. It was an important problem for them to understand and for us to address. The first is kids and adolescents. And this is a question I get all the time in the clinic is CBD safe for children? And from an anecdotal perspective, we've utilized it in the clinic under supervision and it has benefited children. Now, some CBD products have THC in it. And I'm talking about some of American Shaman's products, but also there are some products out there that you don't know how much THC might be in it. And so you don't ever want to give that to a child or an adolescent because it could potentially cause some adverse effects. Now, if an individual suffering from severe seizures, et cetera. There's prescription medications that have CBD in it that's synthetic that might be utilized under the prescription of your physician. And in some states, of course, they have medical cannabis for severe seizures, nausea, vomiting, et cetera, again, under the advice of a physician. However, we're talking about an over-the-counter supplement because patients want maybe to be able to take it further to give to their child for, say, ADHD or anxiety. And I have found through my own personal experience as a parent choosing for my son that it was very helpful.
Yeah, and that's big because I know you, your son uses the CBD. I use it for stress. I use anxiety. And if you think he's, you know, just ADHD, just a little bit to get him more focused. I've had five children myself, so I know how those things go.
In the same neighborhood on kids.
Yes, right. And the whole thing, and I think you're probably finding in this day and age, you're probably even, you know, it was, I think my youngest right now is 30 years old. But, you know, your youngest now is, how
14.
Old is 14. And the whole thing is, I think we're finding now today, not just the ADHD or whatever, where they used to recommend a Ritalin all the time and doing all that sort of thing. But I think young children today, and you're probably finding this in your clinic, people are coming in. I think there's more stress level in children now than there ever has been in the past. And I think we're talking about the use of, you know, the cell phones and the social media and Instagram and Snapchat and Facebook Live and all these things. These kids are getting bombarded in every way, shape, and form.
I agree with you, but my son would not.
He wouldn't because he can never get enough.
Same thing. You know, you have to take a break from the technology because it actually increases your task. And even for us in our adult world, the access to emails, how many email accounts do you have? 4 or 5? I know I do. How many emails do you try to answer? And then how many videos for continuing medical education do I try to watch? It goes on, and it can really increase the stress level. So I found with him, because of his schooling, that when he was 12, we utilized some CBD gummies with the possibility of pharmaceuticals as a backup if this didn't work, because, you know, both can be helpful.
Yes.
And he responded really well with it. And he would actually come down and take it on his own under my supervision. I didn't have to force it because he felt so much better. Then as he got older, then he utilized the water-soluble form. And now he's in high school and he's in the gifted program and taking honors classes and
right.
He's handling it very well. I'm very proud of him.
Yeah, I think that's terrific. And people have to know when they come into you to talk to you about this, that you will start them out and we'll see how this works or whatever. And we'll figure out, you know, exactly where we want to be.
So my final analysis to the pharmacist was for children in higher risk groups, definitely physician advice and help is definitely the way to go. There are some absolutes where I say absolutely no CBD and no THC, and that would be in pregnant women.
Okay.
And we just don't have enough data or an understanding of what it does potentially at that point. There is some research that supports that it could be beneficial, but we know that THC can adversely affect the placenta and the protective effects of the placenta, and that's what I shared with them. So if they have a woman who's pregnant and then she's coming in and she's picking up some CBD and it has THC in it to instruct her not to take it.
Right. And this is why you have to go in and find out, especially if you go in to see Dr. Jesse Lopez at the American Shaman Clinic and CBD at 110th and Metcalf right behind the Applebee's. There'll be another clinic coming up in Leawood at 117th and Rose. Should be open around the end of October,
yes.
Beginning of November.
Excited about that.
Excited. And Dr. Jesse will oversee both clinics when they are both open at that time. And but the real important thing is to come in, talk about it, educate yourself on this. Okay, just don't go and walk in your neighborhood convenience store or gas station and grab something that says CBD off the counter. Remember that this is all of CBD American Shaman products are third-party lab tested. Their hemp is grown and processed in the United States, and I think it's important that you know exactly what is in that product, and that's exactly what you get when you go to CBD American Shaman.
And the clerks that work in the stores have access to us, so they field us questions all the time from the clients that come into the stores to try to help them. Plus, we have training sessions for them where they hear this information. And they're very wise. They'll help you to the best of their ability. And if it hits their limitations, they're able to call us and get some additional information to help them help you.
Yeah, that's really great news. I know in weeks to come, we are going to examine virtually everything about CBD. That's why we call this CBD and You, presented by CBD American Shaman. I think next week we're going to talk about Dr. Jesse's Akasa Care, what that means exactly, and the American Shaman Clinics, and what they can offer you besides just talking to you about the CBD. And I think, Doctor, you've touched on that today, and we appreciate that. And we will we'll get back to that next week, and we will continue on from there.
I look forward to it.
All right.
Awesome stuff.
Dr. Jesse Lopez from the American Shaman Clinics and CBD. Again, his clinic is open there at 7201 West 110th Street, right there at 110th and Metcalf, right behind the Applebee's. You see the Applebee's every time you get off of 435 and you head south. And it's going to be coming to the Leawood store at 117th and Row. That'll be open about the end of October. But this is exploding, and CBD American Shaman is at the forefront of doing CBD and doing CBD correctly. Coming up next, I've got a treat for you, folks. It is Hall of Famer Dermonte Dawson. Yes, the Pittsburgh Steelers former All-Pro center. He was on the Pittsburgh Steelers all-time team. He is on the NFL's all-decade team for the 90s. Great football player. And he's going to talk to us a little bit about some of the things that he has been using for CBD and how it has affected him. So Dermonte Dawson is next. You're listening to CBD and You, presented by CBD American Shaman. Welcome back to CBD and You, presented by CBD American Shaman. Frank Bohl here. And as promised, the one and only Dermonte Dawson, the former Pittsburgh Steeler great in the class of 2012 for the Pro Football Hall of Fame, NFL 1990s All-Decade Team, and of course on the Pittsburgh Steelers All-Time Team. Dermonte, can't tell you how much this means to us to have you on the air today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, Frank, thank you for having me on the show today.
Let's talk a little bit about what you've been doing since your pro football days with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Just give me a little quick rundown and maybe what you're doing now.
Well, when I first retired from football, I was working with a commercial development company in Nicholasville, Kentucky, when I was living in Kentucky at the time. And then I guess around 2009, 2010, when the subprime market went belly up, had to get out of it, and I moved to California, of all places, San Diego, California. And now I have a buddy who owns a promotional product company in Neptune, New Jersey, called Primetime Plus. And I'm working with Primetime Plus right now.
Well, tell us a little bit about Primetime Plus.
Well, Primetime Plus is a promotional product company, and, we can do anything from sublimated products to golf balls to shirts, anything to put your company name on it, anything to promote anything that you're doing, whether it's a golf tournament, it could be a convention, it could be anything that you can think of that you can put your company name on, we have access to.
Did you ever dabble into coaching a little bit, wanting to stay closer to the game?
Well, at first I did an internship in Pittsburgh in 2009. And, for personnel and scouting. And then 2010, I was working with Cincinnati Bengals as the assistant O-line coach with Paul Alexander.
Right.
I started out doing an internship. The next thing you know, they signed me for the whole year. And I did it for the 2010 season. And then that's when I moved to California. I met a young lady here in California and moved west.
Dermonte, that'll do it every time. You realize that, don't you?
I know.
Like they sort of dictate what happens in your life, don't they?
Well, they do. They do. And it was much easier for me to move to the West Coast. I had a job opportunity out here with Primetime
sure.
Plus, and so I just ended up just moving west.
Yeah, you know what? I think living in San Diego is a little bit better than living in Cincinnati or Pittsburgh, for that matter.
Yeah, tell me about it. Tell me about it. You don't have to deal with the snow anymore.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Okay, let's talk a little bit about you and CBD, American Shaman, and exactly, what you're doing and how it is helping you. You played in 170 consecutive games And that's a bunch of hitting. You're playing in the middle of the offensive line at center, and you are getting beat up pretty good every game for 170 consecutive games, let alone all the practices, all the college you played, all the high school you played. Tell me what on you hurt, and when you first started to hear about CBD American Shaman, and why you decided to go the way of CBD and cannabidiol.
Well, of course, you know, 20 years of football, I mean, it takes a toll on your body. And I've had multiple surgeries throughout my career, but of late, I've had my left shoulder in 2015 just repaired, a total replacement of my right shoulder. And, you know, I've been dealing with, my feet. I have arthritis in my feet because that's all you do. You're running all the time and putting a lot of torque on your feet. You know, even my wrist and being a center, snapping with my right hand and then shooting my left hand out. I have arthritis in my left wrist and also a torn ligament that I need repaired. But I was introduced to American Shaman products through Brad Leggett with the Pro Players Business Network. And he is the one who kind of turned me on to you guys and said, hey, American Shaman wants a few guys to test some of the product and see if it helps. And I know that it helps because every morning I would take two Aleve. I would have to take two Aleve in order to have some kind of, pain relief throughout the course of the day, you know, walking my dog, and my feet always hurt. So I discovered I had my colonoscopy June 20th, and I had to stop all anti-inflammatories 5 days prior to my procedure on the 20th. So the same day that I stopped the anti-inflammatories, I started American Shaman products, the tincture, and also the I had the water soluble
right
drops, yeah, the tincture,
yes,
and then also the 500 topical cream. And so I was starting to put the cream on my wrist, you know, because I like to play golf, and of course I can't play when my wrist is bothering me with the arthritis, and you know, my feet bother me all the time. So 5 days prior to my colonoscopy procedure, I started taking the CBD products, or using the CBD products. And after my procedure, I couldn't take, I could get back on to a lead, but I felt that I didn't need it anymore because the inflammation in my feet didn't bother me as bad anymore, nor did my wrist bother me anymore. So I'm still able to play golf. I still have to watch what I do because it's not a cure-all, but it does help relieve some of the inflammation and the pain that I've been experiencing in my feet and my wrist. And I'm a true believer, and I've not taken any more leave since my colonoscopy procedure.
You know,
and that was June 20th.
Yeah, Dermoni, a lot of that sounds like I did. I had to quit playing golf for 8 years. I have two arthritic knuckles. I've been into media all my life, but I never learned to type correctly, so I always typed with two fingers, you know, so I was pounding keyboards and pounding typewriters my entire career with just those two forefingers. So I developed, you know, pain in both of the knuckles on both of the fingers. I had to quit playing golf. I would even hesitate to shake hands sometimes because I was afraid somebody would grip them too tight. You know, they'd just grip me too tight, and I'd wince in pain. So just about a year ago, I started using the topical, the same one you used, the 500 milligram.
Okay.
I've been using that, and I've been using the drops every day in the morning. And again, I was taking Aleve, Tylenol 2, anything to try to get that pain out of my knuckles.
Oh, yeah.
And really, the only thing you're doing when you're taking products like that is masking the pain. The pain's still there. You just can't feel it at the time. And I was really getting concerned about how much I was using. You know, everybody tells you, don't be on ibuprofen. Don't be on acetaminophen. Get off of those things. And certainly don't get on opiates, you know, because we know the devastating effect of those. And it has it has helped me in the exact same way. I'm back playing golf and the whole thing. So, again, I am a true believer. I know you are as well.
Yes, indeed.
And it's funny, Dermoni. You are the third straight center that I've talked to on this show. I talked to Brad. You just talked about Brad Leggett, who came through town about a month ago and was touring all the CBD American Shaman shops. And then last week I talked to Tim Grunhardt, the former Chiefs center, all-time Chiefs center.
Yeah.
And now
yeah.
you, I don't know what the deal is with offensive centers, but if anybody takes a beating in the National Football League, it is certainly an offensive center, isn't it?
It is. Hey, Frank, I mean, we even when we do walkthrough stuff, you know, you got to go kind of full speed and kind of get the speed of the game. So we're always banging bodies with the defensive line. So there's no break for us. We always have to hit in order to simulate game situations. You know, even if it's not having pads on, we still kind of run into one another. And they make us wear shields in order to protect our shoulders. But you're right, you know, because I was taking, sometimes I would take two or leave in the morning, and then if I did something, play golf, and my wrist was bugging me, I would take another leave later in the day. But it's gotten to the point now where you were talking about we're shaking hands. You know, I couldn't hardly use my left hand, you know, to shave, to do anything. I mean, it's just hyper. It was so hypersensitive that I could not use my left hand hardly.
Yeah, and that makes life no fun. Pain in life is no fun. I mean, it's just, you don't even want to get out of bed in the morning.
No. And I tell you what, you know, my feet constantly were hurting all the time, you know, and the doctor said, well, you really can't do anything about it. You know, you have arthritis in your foot, in the mid joint, but you really can't do anything about it except for take a leave or any ibuprofen or something, you know. So now I found an alternative because, you know, throughout my whole career, you know, we take very high amounts of anti-inflammatory medications and stuff when you're playing football. You know, more than the regular that's prescribed, put it that way. And you're on it all the time, constantly during the off season and during the season. So sooner or later, something's got to give. You know, I had to do like a liver detox just to make sure that everything's functioning and do a liver profile just to make sure that my liver's functioning correctly.
Yes.
And luckily it is, and I haven't done enough damage to it so far. So now I've got an alternative. You know, to ibuprofen or Aleve. So I'm as happy as can be.
We're talking with Dermonti Dawson, former University of Kentucky great, Pro Football Hall of Famer, Pittsburgh Steeler, NFL 1990s All-Decade Team, Pittsburgh Steelers All-Time Team, played 170 consecutive games. Interesting fact about Dermonti, no one has worn number 63 since he retired from the Pittsburgh Steelers. And Dermonti, you know, it's always great to hear these things because I tell people all the time, you know, the CBD and the hemp that they grow, this is an all natural thing in nature. You're actually putting something that is all natural into your system that you're not doing when you're taking Tylenol and Aleve and all the over-the-counter products like that. And I think that's really important. You said you had to do the liver detox just to make sure you were okay because you were taking those things. And I always tell people, stop into a CBD American Shaman shop. Talk to the people. Tell them what is hurting you. They're going to give you the product that's going to help you best, whether it's, you know, the topical cream or you take the drops in the morning or, you know, anything else that may be hurting you. They're going to tell you exactly how to get it done. The only thing you have to lose is the pain.
That's right.
And it's not. And if it doesn't work for you for some reason, you can go back in, give them the empty jar, and they're going to give you your money back. You are absolutely risking nothing except getting rid of that pain, right?
That's right. Hey, Frank, you know, my next-door neighbor had colon cancer. And so through with the chemotherapy, you know, he's got neuropathy in his toes. And he was asking me about the CBD products because I was telling him about me walking and how it's lessened the pain in my feet. And he sees me walking my dog all the time. So I ended up buying some for him and gave it to him. I gave him the drops and the 500 topical cream. And so that has helped him with the neuropathy pain that he has. And so it may not be a cure-all for everybody, but I'm telling you, if you try it, it does help.
Yeah, it does. You know, my wife just went through non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, went through the chemo, went through six of those treatments, and then when she came out, she started using drop. She was having neuropathy, and they said it's a byproduct of the chemo, and it'll take 6 to 12 months to work itself through your system where you're not getting the neuropathy anymore. And she is taking the oral in the morning and she's using a topical cream and she has very, very little neuropathy at all in her system.
Well,
whereas before she was like getting it almost every night and it was keeping it up at night. It was just bothering her that much. Yeah.
Yeah. And I use the drops twice. I do both in the morning and do the topical cream in the morning, and then at nighttime I do the drops and the cream on my wrist as well. And my wife has been having some issues with her thigh, so I've been rubbing it on there at nighttime, and so she seems to be getting some relief. She's only been doing it for the past few days, so I told her just give it a few, you know, give it a week or so, see how it goes,
sure,
and see if it gets better.
Yeah, because the only thing you have to lose is your pain. And
that's it.
Yeah, it's just, it's amazing. It's just amazing what it can do. And again, folks, you have nothing to lose but your pain. Go in there and talk to the great people at CBD American Shaman. They really do know what they're talking about. Hey, before we let you go, Damani, and I really appreciate you being on, the Wounded Warrior Project, I know that is a big thing near and dear to your heart.
Yes, yes. I mean, it's amazing. You know, these guys, you know, sacrificed life and limb, you know, for the freedoms that we sometimes take for granted. And, you know, I do a lot of stuff with the Wounded Warrior Project, and we try to raise money for those guys, for some of the fallen warriors and their families. You know, some of the guys who have lost limbs, you know, helping them with prosthetics. Some of the guys who are active, you know, trying to personal transport vehicles so they can go
right
out and hunt, or, you know, get on the boat. You know, it's just amazing, man. You know, just some of the stories, and, you know, most of the guys relate to football players for some reason. I don't know what it is. You know,
tough guys,
the Warriors.
You're all a bunch
of tough
guys.
Well, you know, I think it's kind of the same mentality, you know, because it's a team effort. And, some of the things that we deal with, you know, on the football field, I tell those guys, I say, hey, it's nothing like you guys going out risking life and limb, you know, for us.
Right.
You know, that's why I said I am gracious, you know, and appreciate everything those guys have done for us. And, you know, there's a lot of heartfelt stories, man, because these guys are, you know, struggling, you know, having problems with post-traumatic stress, everything. And so you want to try to help them as much as you can.
Right. And a lot of those guys, too, they are wounded warriors. They've been wounded, but not just in ways that you can
physically,
see physically either, but they've been wounded mentally as well.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, you got it. Hey, Damani, I appreciate your time today. Damani Dawson, former University of Kentucky, Pittsburgh Steeler, great Pro Football Hall of Famer. Just one of the great guys, 100 consecutive games playing for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and now out there doing great things for the Wounded Warriors Project, and also using CBD American Shaman products and getting through life with a lot less pain. Damani, we appreciate you joining us, buddy. Thank you so much.
Hey, Frank, thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
You bet, and all the best to you, pal. All right, Damani Dawson joining us here on CBD, CBD and You with CBD American Shaman. And just want to give a quick shout out to the Chiefs today at noon. Going to be playing the Detroit Lions. So go Chiefs. And coming up next is the Chiefs tailgate. That's it for this Sunday's edition of CBD and You, presented by CBD American Shaman.